Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown artists that have a song with a male reference in the title of the song. This half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, Martha of the Vandellas, Rare Earth, Mary Wells, The Four Tops, Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, and The Velvettes. First up this half hour, The Temptations and The Plastic Man, right here on Motown.
Like a world's biggest spender, but ain't never got no cash. The clothes he wears are second to none. He's a jack of all trades and a master of none. Agrees with everything he knows nothing about, so he doesn't feel left out. Secondary all the things in life he really wants. Being in is his thing, so he's gonna keep up his front.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Yeah.
Motown Fella.
Motown memory from Rare Earth, Hey Big Brother, and I reached number 19 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1971. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas and My Baby Loves Me, number 22 from 1966. And we started with The Temptations and The Plastic Man, number 40 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1973. You'll find the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that have a song that contains a male reference in the title of the song. Well, coming up, the biggest hit of Mary Wells' career, My Guy, number one from 1964. Well, My Guy was written and produced by Smokey Robinson, of course, of Smokey Robinson of the Miracles, and the song is a woman's dedication to the goodness of her man. My Guy became Mary's biggest hit ever, and she was Motown's first female star. As mentioned, My Guy also happened to be Mary Wells' last hit single for Motown, with the exception of a duet she recorded with label mate Marvin Gaye. An option in her recording contract allowed Mary Wells to terminate a contract at her discretion after she reached her 21st birthday on May 13, 1964. She was encouraged by her then husband, and Mary broke her Motown contract and signed with 20th Century Fox Records in hopes of higher royalties and possibly movie roles. Unfortunately, Mary's career never reached the heights it had at Motown, and she never again had a hit single as big as My Guy. Let's enjoy Mary Wells' My Guy right here on Motown.
Nothing you can take can tear me away from my guy. Nothing you can do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together.
After all the loves of my life,
after all the
After all the love, after all the love of my life, you still be the one.
I will take my life into my hands, and I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes, and I will lose it.
I will have all the things that I desire, and my passions flow like rivers in the sky. Yeah. Oh, after all the loves, after all the loves of my life. Wondering, wanna know why? Someone left the cake, living in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have, never have that recipe again. Oh no, oh, oh no.
We
Marvin Gaye with Trouble Man, and they reached number 7 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1972, and that was the title song from the movie by the same name starring Robin Hooks. Before that, The Four Tops in MacArthur Park, number 38 from 1971, and we started with Mary Wells' smash hit My Guy, number 1 from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a sign that contained a male reference in the title of the song. Coming up, Diana Ross, Last Time I Saw Him, right here on Motown.
Last time I saw him, he sweetly kissed my lips. Last time I saw him, he said, I'll be back for more of this. Last time I saw him, we were crying at the bus. I knew he hated leaving, but he had to set us up. I gave him money, I know I invested well. Mama doesn't trust him, but he loves me, I can tell. Each day the Greyhound arrives at 9 o'clock, but I don't stop my crying till that last man's gotten off. Last time I saw him, last time I saw my honey, last time I saw him, he
Victor Belvalette's a Motown Memory's favorite artist, and he was really saying something. That reached number 64 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1965. And we started with Diana Ross, Last Time I Saw Him, number 14 from 1974. Well, this hour, we featured Motown artists that had a song that contained a male reference in the title of the song. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memory 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.